After a winter of soul-searching, the Red Sox open their 112th season today against the Tigers in Detroit. Game time, 1 p.m. Given how the Sox closed out last season with the infamous September collapse, there's a lot at stake this year. To preview what's ahead and look at this year's Red Sox squad and its prospects, we turn to our baseball analyst, sports writer, and author, Glenn Stout. Glenn, good morning, and thanks again for speaking to Morning Edition on yet another opening day.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start by talking about the elephant in the ballpark. Can the Red Sox wipe out the memories of that historic collapse last year and, you know, the chicken and beer in the clubhouse controversy?
Well, I think it's really helped that there have been a number of changes since the end of last year, the most important probably being Bobby Valentine. And I think Valentine has a way, whether you like him or not, of getting people on his teams to look forward. I mean, they don't have a past with Bobby to look at. I think the Red Sox right now are more focused on Bobby Valentine and what he wants them to do rather than what they did last September.
I'm looking at a quote by team CEO Larry Lucchino, who says, "We feel individually and collectively we have something to prove in 2012. What's he have to prove?
Well, I think what they have to prove is that, you know, last September was an anomaly and it wasn't a sign of things to come. I mean, that's been their attitude, I think, going forward into this year. That's why Bobby Valentine is here, is to turn the page as quickly and as rapidly as they can. You know, whether that's going to happen, I think, is another question. But they definitely want to put that in the rearview mirror and look forward. And they want everybody to focus on Fenway Park this year anyway.
The 100th anniversary of Fenway Park this year. You know, as they look forward, though, they start the season with a lot of players injured or recovering from surgery. Andrew Bailey, the new closer, out with surgery on his thumb. Dice K is out. Carl Crawford, among others. Is health a major issue for the Red Sox as they begin?
Oh, certainly at the beginning of the season. I mean, you know, if you were to look at this roster, what you thought it was going to be a couple weeks ago, it's quite a bit different right now. You know, they're going to open the season with 13 pitchers and only three backups as position players because they're so concerned about their pitching. And, you know, pitching is really where it's all going to be with the Red Sox this year, I think, because if you look around the American League, there are a lot of other really good teams. And if the Red Sox pitching doesn't come through, they're not as offensively potent as they were last year.
Did they pick up anyone on the offseason when they really didn't spend a whole lot of money who's going to help them in any kind of a big way in that regard?
Well, not in a huge way. I mean, more of what they did in the off season was just kind of tweak things a little bit. But, you know, but there aren't the big splash additions like there were last year with Carl Crawford and Gonzalez. So, you know, this year's team, they're going to have to scuffle for runs a little bit. That's the thing that concerns me as much as anything is, you know, the pitching really has to be there because I don't see this team scoring as many runs as they did last year.
A lot of baseball writers and analysts call this Red Sox team that takes the field today underdogs in the American League. Are the 2012 Red Sox, in your view, Glenn Stout, a playoff quality team?
I don't think they're a playoff quality team right now, but the one thing you always have to keep in mind with the Red Sox and also with a couple of the other powerhouses in the American League like the Yankees is that the team that starts the season is often not the team that ends the season. And I think if the Red Sox get into the middle of the year, if they can kind of weather the start, get into the middle of the year, still be competitive, still be within reach of a division title or certainly a playoff spot, then you might see some tweaking to the roster done. I mean, by that time, they'll have Carl Crawford back. By that time, they should have Bailey back. They might have Dice K back even. So then they have a lot more options, and that's the time where perhaps a move or two can put them over the top.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Glenn Stout's latest book is called Fenway 1912, The Birth of a Ballpark, a Championship Season, and Fenway's Remarkable First Year. He'll be talking about it at the Boston Public Library in Copley Square next Wednesday.